Inside a conference center in Cranston, Robert Collington is trying to find out what he'll have to pay for his health plan come January. He's working with a health insurance navigator from HealthSource Rhode Island to sign up for coverage under the Affordable Care Act.
Okay, here's my adjusted gross income from last year.
Kay Koss, the navigator, is seated at a computer tapping numbers into the agency's new online savings tool. She points to Collington's current health plan and explains what it would cost for the same plan next year.
And then you see that all the premium, monthly premiums are the same, but what differs is the deductibles.
Collington works as a carpenter and his income fluctuates with the season.
It's just going to be very different than what you've been doing now with your insurance and what you're paying.
Different this year because the Trump administration cut federal subsidies for health insurance sold on state exchanges. Collington is one of the roughly 16,500 Rhode Islanders who qualify for those subsidies. Insurers still have to offer those customers discounts, but to recoup the expense, they're raising premiums an average of 18% to 20% on their most popular plans. Karen Politz is a senior fellow at the nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation in Washington. She says rate changes mean customers who are re-enrolling may need to switch plans or even look outside their state exchange to find the best deal.
It really will be important to shop around because the premiums are increasing in an unusual pattern for 2018. People aren't used to that, and it really will matter to look and see what plans are available to you in your area and what they would cost you, particularly if you are eligible for subsidies.
At the HealthSource Enrollment Fair in Cranston, Collington, the carpenter, sits alongside his live-in companion, Deborah Cody. As a pharmacist, Cody has more experience than most with health insurance. But even she finds the enrollment process can be daunting.
It's very frustrating. It's confusing. And I'm a healthcare professional, but I know the importance of being ultra patient and asking lots of questions and being persistent and waiting for hours on the phone.
Cody came along to help Collington pick an insurance plan. But he can't recall what he earned this year, so it's hard for the navigator to calculate his subsidies. She uses an estimate based on what he thinks he'll earn and his age. He just turned 62.
For someone who is in this income bracket for the age of 60-year-old, it's 610. So I can already tell you right now, it did increase from 533 to 610 for a 60-year-old.
So Collington's premiums will go up for the plan he has now, and his annual deductible will go up by $225. The couple decides to go home and verify his income before they sign up. By then, they've been at it for nearly an hour. Other enrollments go a lot quicker. Ronnie Phipps, an outreach specialist, cheers after helping re-enroll a woman she'd signed up for coverage a year ago.
It took 10 minutes. She re-enrolled, she changed her income, she picked a new plan, re-enrolled for next year, and it went not a hitch.
Health policy analysts are concerned that enrollment on the exchanges may dip this year because of higher premiums and the Trump administration's vow to repeal Obamacare. Nearly 30,000 Rhode Islanders currently buy coverage through HealthSource. Kaiser's Karen Politz says Rhode Island is better positioned than most.
The state really has stepped up to do everything possible to make this program work as well as it can. And, you know, the residents should be proud to live in a state that did that. And, you know, we'll just have to see kind of what the future holds.
HealthSource will be holding more than a dozen one-day enrollment fairs around Rhode Island between now and December 21st. The deadline to enroll in coverage for next year is December 31st. Lynn Arditti, Rhode Island Public Radio.